Welcome to the Be That Healing Girl podcast. And today we are talking about, is it intuition or are you overthinking in your relationship? And I have a special affinity for this and I can't wait to dive into it. So if you are wondering, is this my anxiety or is it my gut feeling or is it my intuition or I'm spiraling? How do I tell the difference? Well, we're going to go into the thing that I clearly have seen and again in myself and also with my clients that is a clear indicator of where you might be on that spectrum. So if you are kind of girly that tends to overthink and spiral, then this episode is for you. And I'm Claire, your host, and I love helping overachieving high-performing girlies who are doing your thing. You are succeeding in business, climbing the corporate ladder. You are super successful, but somehow you are struggling with overthinking and waiting for the other shoe to drop in your relationship. So if that is you, then you're in the right place, honey. So I can't wait to dive into this episode. And if you are enjoying this episode or any other episodes, leaving a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify or YouTube is so appreciated. You can't leave a 5-star review on YouTube, but I can see your comments. But it takes a few seconds and it really makes a difference. I am just enjoying seeing all these reviews go up. So thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the moment to do that. And let's dive in. So this came up to me because it's not an uncommon thing for people to ask about it, but I was really thinking about this episode this week because a client of mine came onto our one-on-one session and she has been in a long-distance relationship, which I have experience with too. My husband and I, not only were we anxiously attached, well, I was anxiously attached and he was avoidant, but we definitely had some distance. So he lived in Boulder, if you're familiar with Colorado, he lived in Boulder and I lived in the very bottom of what you would consider South Metro Denver. So with traffic, it could be 60 minutes to 75 minutes. 75 minutes is really like with traffic, maybe 50 minutes with no traffic, but that was without, you know, not rush hour. So I definitely understand what it's like to be in a relationship that was long distance-ish. It wasn't like we could just swing into each other's neighborhoods. We had a plan. At a certain point, we were really only seeing each other on weekends, maybe during the weekday. Anyway, my client is talking about how she's in long distance, and I relate to that. Not only is she in long distance, but it's they're in a very particular kind of situation where he is gone for like 3 months at a time, something like that. So she has been experiencing anxiety and all the things that can come with not only being at long distance, but especially being a little anxiously attached. She comes in the call and she says, Claire, my overthinking was right. I had a feeling and it was right. And I had to just go, like, stop right there, sister. I love you so much. And if that is you, you're like, my overthinking was right. That's not true. I made videos about this, but I love you. And I say this with love. That is not what's happening. And this is a common thing that I see that people confuse with intuition and overthinking. They're like, well, my overthinking made it right. Therefore, my intuition was right. No. First of all, overthinking is, we can't just, if overthinking really worked, then I'm going to guess that a lot of us would be gazillionaires by now and, I don't know, have the body of our dreams. Like, thinking isn't what made the thing happen. And that is a really common misconception that, oh, I thought about it and then it happened. There's more to that, but that's not this episode. I want to talk about that another time. But she basically, I was like, well, that's not what's happened. That is not what, that overthinking did not cause the thing to happen that you were anticipating. And it really made me think about, well, what was really happening and how was she getting a feeling and then was thinking about it, not saying something about it, and then it happened. And I want to make a distinction between overthinking and what intuition really is. And the thing that I guarantee is getting in your way is the fact that you are attached. Now, the irony is not lost on me that I talk about anxious attachment and avoidant attachment, but what I'm speaking of is actually our attachment in general. And if we're going to go spiritual, and I love going in that direction, I got definitely one foot in the woo-woo, but attachment is the thing that causes us the most misery as humans in this human experience. As we're spiritual beings in a human body, attachment is often what causes us the most misery. I'll give you another example of attachment and how that can, it wrecks us, okay? So I'm also going to say this is a slight trigger warning around our body image. So if you are sensitive to that, this is your notice right now that this might be a good time to shut off the podcast and fast forward. So in the past, I used to definitely struggle with body image, dysmorphia, how my body looked, eating. I had definite issues with that. And what I realized looking back, what made me the most miserable was my attachment to the idea of how my body should look like or what my weight should be. And I made a lot of meaning out of the attachment to the idea or the ideal that I perceived would make me happier. And so in that attachment, in that desire and in that unhealthy desire and in my fear, that's when I was the most miserable in my body. And because I was so fixated and attached to this ideal, I couldn't actually enjoy being in my body. I definitely didn't enjoy being in my body. I didn't enjoy my feelings. I didn't enjoy how it looked. I couldn't enjoy any of it because of the attachment to the idea of what my body should look like, okay? So that's one example of how attachment can get in the way of our intuition. So even in my body, I really cut myself off from what felt right. I cut myself off from what feeling full felt like, what hunger, my relationship with hunger. So I was really disassociated and not in connection and not in relationship, definitely not in healthy relationship with my felt sense of my body, which intuition is based on. And I was heavily connected to this attachment to what it should look like, okay? So I hope this is kind of blowing your mind right now about what I mean by attachment. And so let's look at relationship and let's use my client as the example. So it's not a surprise either that a lot of my clients struggle with people pleasing, right? So she had a feeling and she thought about it. And instead of being connected to what she felt, she was attached. She was attached to the potential of the relationship. She was attached to the idea of what it meant to be with this person. She was attached to the possible potentiality of being together. And because she struggled with people pleasing, which is a fear mechanism, and she was attached to this idea of, okay, well, I have this feeling, but he's coming back from being away for X amount of time. We're long distance. I have to make this a good time. She got attached to the idea of the time together being really quote unquote valuable. If you could see me on YouTube, I'm like doing the bunny fingers, quotation marks. She wanted to make it valuable. She wanted to make it a good time. She didn't want to, you know, rile things up. And that worked until she couldn't hold it in and that it all came out towards the end of the trip, right? And so this is a great example of the attachment. So instead of talking about her feeling, she was attached to, oh my gosh, I have to make this time together work. I don't want to spoil it. I really like being with this person. I'm attached to the idea of us. That all gets in the way of actually being able to feel your intuition and to trust it. So there's a lot of layers here with self-trust and people-pleasing, but really the key here, and I see this again and again, and I wanted to share this with you because maybe you're struggling with the anxiety or the overthinking, and you might be looking at what are you attached to. And so the question that you could ask yourself in the situation is, what am I attached to? Am I attached to being with this person because I think it means X, Y, Z? I'm attached to this person because they could be the one. I'm attached because blah, blah, blah. because the attachment is going to cut you off from literally your felt sense of intuition, that gut sense. So attachment isn't just from the attachment style perspective. It really is, well, what am I attached to? What am I clinging to? What am I grasping onto that is disconnecting me from the present moment, which the present moment is literally the only thing that matters. And when we can tap in and listen in the present moment, we get messages all the time. It just really depends if we're listening or not. And I'll go back to the body example. When I was in my most disordered method of thinking and feeling in my body, I had no connection. And I was like literally trying to disconnect almost every day, literally every day. Okay, I'll admit it was every day that I was disconnecting from my hunger cues, from when I should be eating, what I should be eating. And I'll just tell you, it caused a lot of misery. Like I spent the last 2 years healing my gut from it. But this is not uncommon when we are also in a relationship and we are not actually listening to our instincts, our intuition, our gut. Instead, we're attached. So just ask yourself, is this my attachment? What am I attached to in this relationship, or my idea of this relationship that is causing me discomfort? So that's my little hit this week around, okay, how can you move and navigate through intuition? And I'm really excited because I'm just full of creativity these days, and I'm coming with something really fun. If you have been in my world for a while, or if you're new, I do all kinds of things for my community. I've done a dating challenge, which probably will be coming up again here in the near future soon. I've done a self-soothing challenge, and I feel like I'm cooking up something with my intuition and your intuition. So I'll put the link in the notes below, because I really feel it's time we might play with our intuition and learn how to activate it and turn it on. So check out the show notes. And if you are listening in far, far future, then I'm sure I'll have this again if the opportunity is closed. So if you are wanting to activate, to turn on, to really get in touch with your intuition, this might be the place for you. And of course, I'll be talking more about this on my Instagram. Check out my stories. And if you're not on the email list, get on it. Get on it, girly. So I'm really excited for this episode. If you are really curious about your intuition, this is a great start. And I'm thinking of you. I love you. I'll see you soon. Mwah.